Hello.
Hi, my name is Latoya, calling back from customer support. How can I assist you on today?
Oh, okay. Who I called earlier?
Yes, ma'am, you left your number.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah, I was wondering when my order's going to be shipped.
Okay, if you can provide me with that zip code, I'll pull it up and see what how long it's going to be before you get it.
Okay, it's 66044.
Thank you so much for providing that for me. What's that first and last name?
Barbara Brown.
All right, give me just a second. I do see a name for that fitting that description. Can you provide me with your mailing address for security purposes?
110 North Michigan Street, Lawrence, Kansas.
All right, give me just a moment. I'm waiting on my system to generate your account, and then I'll see if we got a tracker on it. When did you place the order?
November 18th.
Well, you know, it's actually before holiday, so a lot of our stuff is going out a little later, but it may have, more than likely, it should have a tracker. I'll be able to provide that to you if it hasn't already generated out to say where it's going.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I have the order number and everything, so.
Yeah, it's going to generate that order number too, but I have the they should have a tracking under your information to show, you
Okay.
know, that it's been shipped out. Okay, let's
Right.
see. And you're talking about that. Let's see. Okay, let's see. And you said it was done on the 18th, right? Okay, let's see. And what was the order for?
It was for a pallet, electronic pallet, one of the excess from Amazon or whatever. Usually I don't go for these things, but I thought I'd try this and hope it's not a rip-off.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm looking at your account and I see where there was a charge that was declined. Did you pay a charge of $5.74?
No, it was more like $7.95 or something.
Yeah, I'm not showing that, but I do see something about a pallet. It did decline on the 18th, but it did retry. That's actually an entry to win a pallet, but it only says $5.74. It doesn't say 7.99, you said?
Really? And the
Yes, ma'am.
574 was declined?
It was declined the first time. It did approve, so that was an entry into the drawing. You got one entry into the drawing to win the pallet, but there's no other charges for $7 or anything, and everything else was declined that you actually initiated from the start. Everything else was declined.
Okay, so 574 was taken out though, right?
Yeah, just the 574 for the entry.
Okay,
So
so
they would
when is this?
contact you. They'll actually contact you by email. If you win it, they'll contact you by email to where to pick it up.
Okay, when is this big drawing or whatever?
So you submitted it on the 18th. It's usually within 5 to 10 days after submission. They give, you know, other customers to get theirs in, and then they'll do a drawing every, I think it's every 10 days. So you're already in the bracket of being for them to do the drawing. So every 10 days. So they should have did another one on the 28th. Check your email and make sure you didn't receive an email that stated that you were to come and pick it up, because that's how they're going to contact you.
Okay, what who would the email be from?
It would actually be from our support team, either from selectedpremierdiscount.com.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I may have to look in my spam.
Yeah, make sure you check that though, because they only gonna contact, I think they do two attempts to contact you. So it'll say this is our first attempt or second attempt of trying to contact you about, you know, if you've received it.
Oh.
So make sure you check that.
Okay. When I ordered this, it didn't sound like it was just for an entry, but now I know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for looking into this for me. I appreciate it, and you have a good night, okay?
You too, and thank you so much for calling customer support. You enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.